For several weeks now, we have been working on being unafraid this Christmas season. After all, if you think about it, there are several things about Christmas time that can be pretty scary, aren't there? In case you haven't considered that, I just want to set that record straight tonight and let you know. I put together a few things of which to be afraid this Christmas. For instance, Christmas Carol. Scrooge. Scrooge is a bit unsettling, isn't he? And Marley's ghost. That always bothered me. But that third ghost. The ghost of Christmas yet to come. Even in the Muppet Christmas Carol, he's kind of, ooh. One thing to be scared of this Christmas. The Nutcracker Suite. Read the story. Several characters of the Nutcracker Suite are scary. For instance, the seven-headed Mouse King, and the whole thing is just kind of violent. How about this one? Having to spend time with your crazy uncle. That scares a lot of people this time of year. Maybe today, you husbands who were raising your hands, you dads, Christmas traffic, and especially customer service return lines. I spent 40 minutes in one today. Yes. And this one, I'll apologize ahead of time on this one, parents, but one of the scary things at Christmas is Santa Claus. If you're two years old, you know, for years, the lap of terror has been haunting children who spend the rest of their lives scarred because they were pressed into this love-hate relationship with the man it all relies on, while at the same time, he can be pretty scary. You go ahead and you fill in the blanks on some of your own personal answers about what you're afraid of this Christmas. And I don't mean by, seriously now, what you're afraid of. I don't mean by that what is stressing you this Christmas. What are you afraid of in real life? What are you scared of right now? I think that far too often, many of the decisions that we make in life are based on what we're afraid of instead of what we know is true and what we know is right. We approach situations and we do what we do. We decide what we decide because of what we're afraid of. We let our worries and our irrationalities control those choices. Worry about money puts us into debt or working too much. We worry about fear and rejection and failure, or we worry about the loss of security somewhere in life. And on goes the list. Some of those fears make sense. Many of them don't even make sense. But they make decisions for us. As it turns out, we have a lot in common with people who lived about the same time that Jesus was born. In general, we really haven't changed a lot. There was, at that time, a tyrant king who was paranoid about his control, about political power. There were the Jewish people who were rightly afraid of the injustices of an empire that had suppressed them. There were peasant people. We don't know what this is like, but people, some of them who were worrying about where their next meal was going to come from. And when you start to run through the list of people named in the story of Jesus' birth, there are people all throughout that story who have fears, and then there is this overriding message of encouragement from heaven: do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, Zechariah. God has heard your prayer. Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. Do not be afraid, Joseph, to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. Do not be afraid, shepherds, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Across the board, the reason that Christmas time is a celebratable season is because we are recalling the message of hope that releases our fears. Can I get a Merry Christmas on that one? It's reflected in one of the old carols that we sing sometimes. Come thou long expected Jesus, born to set thy people free from our fears and sins. Release us. Let us find our rest in thee. We want you to hear that message here at Central. We want you to hear that loud and clear this Christmas. Don't be afraid. That is, when you look into the story of what Christmas is all about, you can be freed from what makes you afraid. Not the imaginary man-made things that spook us and make it hard to fall asleep at night, but the things in life that truly cause us fear and cause us to make bad choices because of it. Uncertainty, lost security, death. John wrote in 1 John chapter 4, verse 18, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love." This Christmas, we want for everybody here to be able to truly say that you're unafraid. When Jesus came to earth as a baby, it wasn't to create a holiday. We like the holiday, but that wasn't why he came. It was to enact a plan that ultimately would save us from our greatest enemy, death. So it's no surprise to me that one word of instruction that gets repeated over and over and over in the Christmas story is this phrase, "Don't be afraid." Don't be afraid. He's not going to keep speaking all night. In fact, at this time, I'd like to invite our musicians, our praise team, to start making their way back up onto the stage. Don't be afraid. You could be there this Christmas. It is a matter, are you listening? It is a matter of being in a right relationship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ. And if you're not there yet, we want to help you get there. If you're ready to be helped that way, we're happy to help you get there anytime. Wherever you're at in your pursuit, your thoughts about Jesus Christ and your relationship with Him, we want to help you grow in that. And maybe it is your heart cry this Christmas. Come, thou long expected Jesus, born to set thy people free from our fears and sins, release us. Let us find our rest in thee. Nothing makes Christmas a greater celebration than understanding and celebrating what Christmas is all about in the first place. And that's why we can stand up together tonight and we can sing together, "Joy to the World."